Y'all know me, because I'm the fearless leader. Shut up. Shut up. I'm R. I don't think I've done that before. I'm R.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, it's always been,
Holy
because every single,
shit.
no, every single time we've podcasted, because it's been so long,
Like always,
I was
here's a not so
Becca.
much podcast of Matt and Becca.
Except, I'm not Becca anymore.
You
My
know,
name's
I'm
R.
just gonna move this back because this is killing me here. Go.
We're in my car outside of my friend Casey's house, and Casey is here with us.
That is moi. Or Odie slash Odeus for those
And
of you.
so, because we're sitting in my car, we need
Can't
to
believe I
be
need
as
to be.
still as possible. Okay.
I didn't get to give my introduction.
Yeah, no, you're gonna. Okay, and that's Matt. You recognize him. His voice is also the same.
Oh my God, no way.
So. Yeah. Hello there. We're podcasting because I thought it would be a good idea. And because Matt and I have been having intense philosophical questions as of late.
Intense philosophical question. So we can start by saying that we need to buy a bed.
Because this sounds like shit.
Well,
So,
I haven't been
apologies.
able
I
to
know
move
there's
yet.
one person in the world who listens to this podcast.
And the request broken away.
Which is pretty cool.
What is the request broken
I got an email, and it was this guy like, "Hey, been listening to your podcast, and when I click on number 10, it just brings me back to number 1." And that one actually has like a fun. It's I don't know what the title is. I can't remember
about?
what the title is. It was drunken something.
Oh, Drunken Antics.
Drunken Antics. So like that one sounds exciting. So he emails me, and he's like, "Hey." It's down. And I'm like, oh my god, somebody listens to this shit. So I uploaded it and I sent him an email back. But he emailed me at the old address. He emailed me at awesome@awesomewitch.net, and I don't check that very often. So when I did see it, I was just like, oh shit, I like responded a month late.
Yeah, I read your tweet
And no one did
a few times. And you said another one about an interview?
Oh, and then somebody wanted to, somebody sought to interview me about law.
Yeah. Whoa. I read that Twitter. Did you email him back?
No, it was because it was so old.
Oh.
You know?
Well, that sucks. That's actually pretty cool.
That is pretty cool that I would get interviewed about law.
Why don't you link your old email to the new email?
I
Should I just
need
change
to
the
do
links
that.
on the site?
Yes, please change them all to R and not so much on it. Let's do that.
I like when I did that screenshot, not so much that much. I edited out the Becca Lynn.
Yeah, I noticed that. Thank
But
you.
I did not actually edit it out on the actual site.
So what Matt is talking about, we just bought. He just bought because, I'm cheap. he just bought rsforkahim.com.
So how much?
December.
How long? Ten bucks. There you go.
For a year. 6 months.
$10 price.
And so soon, hopefully, I will have rsforkahim.com. And it's a shame that I just made business cards with not so much time. It's fine. I can go through 125.
Well, I told you,
Oh,
when we were talking, rsforkahim.com came about as we were talking about business cards.
yeah.
Because,
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
like, what do you want to put on your business card? Not so much, or just being a phone call? To answer his phone.
Let's listen in.
I have to. It's
This
kind of.
sound that you hear right now is Matt adjusting himself because he's back. He's now up in shotgun.
Yeah.
How about we just talk about what's going on in our lives? Because I would like to share what's going on in my life.
Yes, please do.
Because I fucking love what's going on in my life.
Your life is pretty awesome right now.
So, as you may or may not know, podcast listener, you dude, I don't remember what your name is, and I really should, and that's the reason. Maybe it's not, who knows? You're a little person. I'm just kidding! Don't hate me. Okay, anyway, in my life, as you know, I'm my second year at UC Santa Barbara. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm a third year because it's summer. Fuck yeah! Go me!
Almost.
And I got this really cool internship with the National Marriage Boycott. And as much as I would like to annoy the world by giving the whole pitch. I won't. But I'm living with my sister in San Francisco, and it is pretty much the coolest thing in the entire fucking world.
Pretty much nothing. No school, no job. Waiting to see what happens. Turning 21 in 3 weeks. That'll be cool. Rest.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Rory, thank you for listening to the podcast.
Oh, wait, Rory.
Because I just looked that up on my iPod. That's how much I care about you. So keep reading the comics. Or at least listening to the podcast. I don't want to ask too much.
Can we talk about something that we might have to cut out later?
Yes, we can talk about something we might have to cut out later.
Now that you said that the latest podcast was called Drunk Antics, that paints this guy in a bad light.
Why?
Because now I feel like, what if he just saw the title of Drunken Antics?
No, he was listening through my podcast. And he's reached Drunken Antics. And that's what he wants to do. Or she. Rory? I don't know. Is this like a Gilmore Girls kind of thing?
Rory could be a girl.
I'm going to use he as a... Oh, I shouldn't. Z. Okay, we're going to go Z. Gender neutral. Because... So, yeah. We're going to say Z. So, here, which is the... you know, the... I don't know what the proper word is for it. And if Anne listens to this, she would be okay. But the tense, I guess.
Anne is not going to listen to this.
She might. Who knows? If she did, that would be really cool. I love Anne. Anyway, here, this person, Rory, is really cool. She's a good teacher. I can't keep a straight train of thought right now. And I'm sure you know why.
Yeah.
Hey, if I was listening to a podcast and one of the titles was Drunken Antics, I'd probably listen to that one first.
Yeah. But now there's like the tiny suspicion in my mind that this may be something dirty.
What?
he was looking for some drunken antics.
Oh God.
Regardless of what kind of humor that was, he thought it was actual drunken antics.
Well, we were drunk.
Were we?
Yeah.
I don't know what I mean.
That's why it's called Drunken Antics.
Oh. I mean,
we had been drinking.
Don't even remember.
I hope nobody, like, is listening to anybody, you know. I'm 21.
Right. As I just previously mentioned, turning 1 in 3 weeks.
You're in trouble, boy. Yep. So, what were we talking about?
Getting an internship.
Oh, well, that's cool. And now we were moving on to you. Because
oh.
And then I think we moved on from you or something. I don't even fucking know.
Good thing we have it recorded. We could all play it back.
But what about... I think we should finish.
But through the magic of editing, it should be like we have it back.
Yeah. You are all oblivious, the world. Enjoy it.
Pause for 2 hours. And now we're back.
What should we talk about?
Oh, do you like to use the mouth in your left hand or your right hand?
My mouth. I'm right-handed. So.
I do use my left sometimes.
Well, I don't have a mouse, so that helps. I have a trackpad, so I use both hands. I can go both ways.
Yeah, sometimes I'm, like, say, holding a slice of pizza in my right hand. I just flip it to the left.
Yes. I think normal people do that.
I don't think they do.
No?
No. Because there's a period of, maybe like 6 months where I used it. A mouse on my left hand and the Wacom tablet on my right. So that might have been more than 50.
Mm-hmm.
And I would often, you know, I would use the left hand for mousing and the right hand for drawing. But I couldn't draw with my left hand. And it was inconvenient to keep switching it around. So that's what I did. And I got pretty used to it. Now I feel like I'm mousing ambidextrous.
I can't remember the last time I used a mouse.
That's kind of sad.
I know. I miss it. I had a mouse briefly because Monkey Island came out.
Oh.
The new Monkey Island. Bye. So, it's much more fun to play with a mouse. So, yeah. But it's not like I game a lot on my computer.
Right. You can't just buy a little USB mouse? Or do you not care enough?
I don't know if I care enough. It's like a hassle. I oftentimes just don't sit at a desk. Which is, I think, the idea of a laptop.
I suppose.
It's called a laptop. So, yeah. I don't know.
You mentioned Monkey Island. Have you ever seen that blog that has the videos of, it's a guy who reviews video games, so he talks to him like that.
Yes. I have. Yes. Was there a Monkey Island one?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I need to see this. let me see if I can get internet here.
The site is zero punctuation. The videos are called, I don't know. But I'm sure if you just Google fat video game, it would bring it up.
Man, all of the, they're all protected.
What happened to free Wi-Fi?
Yeah, free Wi-Fi was a thing.
Yeah. And now everybody locks their stuff because it's like, lost it, I paid for it.
And, no, I don't even think that's why. I think protecting your Wi-Fi has become a thing. Like, before, like, when you set up your network or something, password wasn't necessary. And now it's kind of, like, encouraged.
Yeah, because viruses and whatnot.
Yeah.
But really, if you have your computer set up right, that shouldn't be a problem. So.
But I feel like there was a time when I could drive down my street and it would be so easy to find unlocked Wi-Fi. And now it's not. Have you witnessed this phenomenon?
Not really,
mm-hmm.
because it wasn't until pretty recently when I got any Wi-Fi devices.
Okay.
And I just don't really use them.
I would remember the time I had said, well, because I didn't want to go home, I would just drive around streets finding free Wi-Fi and park. And yeah. That was a child of desperation.
Yeah, really. Couldn't get home. But no, I didn't get a laptop until college. And there was a little bit of hunting for free Wi-Fi while I was in England. But, which is why I first got my laptop. But there wasn't as much. I didn't expect to find free Wi-Fi. Free Wi-Fi was a treat.
Oh, did you see Tyka's tweet the other day?
Which one?
It was, I really, sometimes a thing I like to do is
walk
down
the
street
and
read the names of people's networks.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
And see, that, now that I have an iPod that I carry around with me.
I've been checking.
Yeah, I look, and I do read the funny names, and they're almost always lost. So it doesn't do me any good.
But still, that is an enjoyable sport that I have definitely played in the past day. I have.
Yeah, because people sometimes name their networks very funny things.
I'm going to now read to you the networks in range of me. Well, these aren't fun.
HB429, yeah.
S. Dylan Wi-Fi. Home PC. A ton of numbers.
That's a hex code.
It's a hex code. Tusk 8?
That's like some factory name.
Collect.
Sweet Home.
Sweet Home,
I
right?
like it. I like it.
Best one.
That is the best one.
But then
congratulations, Sweet Home.
And there are people who like to name it Skynet or something.
Yeah. I set up Emily's internet way back when she moved into her apartment.
Yeah.
Because she's incapable. And I'm awesome.
Right.
So I was setting up, and I named her apartment Rainbow House.
Nice.
And then they renamed it, I think, like Leapfrog.
What is that?
I have no idea. But it's Leapfrog.
Oh, Leapfrog.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, right? Well, she's never been here. I definitely don't associate with enough people who appreciate the things that we appreciate.
Yeah, it's hard. This is a very...
Why don't more of us exist? I would say you and me, and Jeff. Casey. On occasion.
Yeah.
You know this stuff?
Maybe.
Yeah, definitely more on the tech side.
But then Casey is just kind of like a random sound box.
He really is a random
sound box. It just keeps spewing out. And there's like... I don't know.
There's not a lot of, like flow of consciousness.
No,
of consciousness.
I guess something is going on there, because I don't know how a train relates to chicken noises, relates to a beat, relates to a movie quote, and then, you know, what's up, my bitches?
That's a very accurate description of it.
Yeah.
So, more of us need to exist.
Yeah. Like, I'm encouraged, kind of like, by the Penny Arcade podcast.
Yeah.
Because...
The fact that people listen to them.
Well, not that, but the fact that they talk like that.
Yes.
This is conversations that they have every day, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
It's fantastic.
So they sit there, and they just kind of read the video game news, and say funny things, and then eventually they build on jokes, and then, you know, they have a side tangent about Dirty Dancing or their kids.
And it's really the best podcast in the world.
I'm not just saying best podcast, that's like best life.
I want to live them, I want to be them.
I would love to sit around and just... That be my job, to just kind of talk about stuff until it sounds good. This is why we need to become professional podcasters.
I don't need to be a professional podcaster. I need to be a professional web coach.
Yeah, you're getting it.
No, I'm not.
Well, you have the trappings. You don't have the trappings.
I'm so sorry. Time is hard. I do not know how people do this. Like, I don't know how people...
Live lives.
I
you have to work and support yourself?
Yeah. I come home from work, and I get on Facebook, and then, you know, all of a sudden it's 10 p.m. And what happened to my life?
And it's not like you can stay up all night, because you have to get up in the morning.
I know. And go to work. And drive 45 minutes to work.
Yeah. You are living the American dream.
Ugh. Oh god. So like, I don't know how, like, Jeff Jacks, for example, at a point in his life, worked a job and produced a comic. I don't know.
And you know, it's certainly not as much time as he's putting into it now.
Yeah.
But still, a comic like that takes at least 2 hours.
Yeah. My comics take fucking forever.
You know, the time it takes to draw, and then color, and then dialogue. It takes a long time to make a comic. Even if you draw fast.
It's actually more like dialogue. Draw.
Yeah.
Color. Yeah. Thinking of a comic already.
Yeah.
I was actually, there's something I was thinking about today. I was like, I wish that my comic was a storyline comic. I have storyline envy, because I've tried Storylines, and they've been the worst thing ever.
Because you didn't.
Because I don't update. Well, at that point, I was still updating twice a week, but that was it was.
That was not enough to sustain a
It's
story.
not enough to sustain a story unless you're like Octopus Pie.
Yeah, and you put out a ton of updates at once.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, even previous Octopus Pie. It's Storyline. And it was once, or no, it was every day. Wait, I don't know what I'm
It
saying.
was Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
It was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
And like.
And that is the minimum, but she had a very large kind
Yeah,
of problem.
it helped that hers was extremely long.
Yeah. So there was enough story to satisfy users and bring them in. But like.
So the thing I was thinking about was.
Well, like, John Rosenberg is quitting Ghost in the near future. Because he could not handle story updates. Because, you know, his was a very detailed story comic. And just, it went from 5 days a week to Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Monday. No. It went from like 3 times a week to 2 times a week,
mm-hmm.
and then he just couldn't keep it up. Because, you know, he had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to take care of the kid, you need a real job, and you can't do those big combos.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say that, the thing I was thinking about was, I was thinking, if I have trouble coming up with comic ideas, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking, well, it would be really cool to have a story comic. But I'm thinking, having a story comic and coming up with ideas every day, a punch every single day, but having to follow the story, I feel like, yes, it's structured, which would be nice, and probably, might make it a little bit easier to come up with a comic idea, but I feel like it's also hard, because you're constrained.
Yeah.
And, so, I feel like that's the reason I wouldn't be able to pull off a story comic. Because, so that might make it harder because being constrained.
Yeah. Well, I think Octopus Pie is a good example of a comic that does it well. Because each comic doesn't have a terribly big joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it flows together better as a story.
Yeah.
But then it's not so disjointed that you have trouble waiting for the next.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
But then I've been reading like the early Narbonne. Do you ever hear of Shannon Garrity?
Not familiar. Oh, fail.
What?
There's something I'm not familiar with. I was supposed to do a web cartoon this year.
She did the comic strip Narbonne for like 12 years, I
Oh,
think.
Jesus.
Long time, and then now she's rerunning it on the site. So I've been reading it. So I'm not going to read that huge archive.
Yeah, but it's always interesting to read a comic again.
Yeah. So I've been reading it as it comes out daily. And those were kind of awkward comics. Because it was a long storyline comic.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a traditional four strip panel. Like a newspaper comic.
Okay.
And that had a very obvious joke for each panel. You know, set up, punch, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess sounds very much like a newspaper comic. Those that do storylines.
Yeah.
And they are. They have to do a joke every day.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also are kind of tell stories.
For example, because I still read it, this. The only newspaper comic I was reading. Because it was my first comic.
Right.
And so, every week has like a theme. It's not necessarily story of comic.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I don't know, I can. Sometimes it's boring because I won't appreciate the theme.
Yeah.
Like, you know, teenagers smell bad. And then the entire week will be about teenagers smelling bad. You know? So, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's actually something I haven't thought about in a long time. Because I used to read a lot of newspaper comics, down by the archives and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely had those weeks where they were on a certain topic. And then very occasionally they'd go into like multi-week arcs. And then sort of like, sometimes it would just be joke a day.
Comics.
Yeah, all the different styles you can follow.
Love it. So I want to grow up. Well, I want to grow up to be a web cartooner.
That would be awesome.
I like to say that I am a web cartooner, but I'm not sure if I'm qualified.
Again, you have the trappings there. You just need to actually update. At what point does that title expire?
This is true. This is true. When do I have to say I was a web cartoonist?
Yeah.
How long before that please?
I think it'd just be cool to have a job as an artist.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to do that. Like Chris Yates.
Yes. Oh, I have so much appreciation for Chris Yates.
He is awesome.
He's one of my favorite people.
He was kind of different. Seeing him at Comic-Con was kind of interesting.
We were the only people in the room who read his comic.
And I actually bought a book version.
I love that. He was just like, I also have a web comic, Reprographics. Anybody heard of it? And we were like, we're the ones raising our hands. And he's like, okay, so like, you two. I love you!
But I do love it. Did I find out? No, I'm trying to remember what I found first, the comic or the puzzle.
I think I found the puzzle first. You probably linked me to the puzzles, and then that's how I found out, like, the puzzle.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I know that he's been linked before, because he's in, like, the club.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. By the club, I mean...
The Webcomics Club.
The Webcomics Club.
Yeah, he's in. He's part of the umbrella. Is he? No, he isn't.
Topatico.
Well, Topatico isn't so much a thing. It's not a collective. Is it?
It's sort of. Because, well, I'm just... Right?
I don't know. But see, you know, Topatico has started branching out away from webcomic stuff.
Yeah, which is gross. I mean, I don't know.
I feel good for Jeffrey.
Yeah, me too. It's just, it's not
awesome.
A secret club anymore.
Yeah, I guess maybe that must be it.
It's the indie kid in me.
Maybe. I don't know.
Sell out.
Sell out?
Right?
Jeffrey seems like an interesting person. I can't wait to get his overcompensating book.
I'm so excited for Comic-Con.
Yeah. They're going to have another party soon.
Oh, yeah?
Topatico. I'd assume so.
Unfortunately, Matthew and I tried to buy tickets too late, and all the 40 passes were sold out. But I'm not sure how unfortunate that was. So,
I feel like, because the regular day ticket was like $50, right?
Mm-hmm. $25, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And last year, the 4-day pass was 70.
Yeah. It was something really cheap. So it was awesome.
Yeah, so paying $50 for a 1 day kind of made me unhappy.
So instead, he and I are going on Thursday. We're going down Wednesday. We're going to chill Wednesday night, so we won't be there on Wednesday. We're going on Thursday, and I am excited to stock our students.
Yeah.
And then we, Friday, I signed up to volunteer, because all of the tickets are sold out, and Matt forgot to sign up to volunteer, so Matt's going to be in the city drinking while I go to San Diego Comic-Con.
I may or may not be at Comic-Con.
I hope you are. I hope we figure out some ways to make you win.
I don't think it'll be that hard.
I kind of want it to be hard because I'm afraid of terrorists, but...
What stops the terrorists from buying a ticket?
This is true. Whatever. Maybe they're sold out. Who knows?
Okay, the terrorists. I'm gonna go for the San Diego.
I'm gonna kill pop culture.
Yes, and then he goes up to the booth. Sold out. No. Like, what do I do now? I don't know why he's Italian.
Terrorism is not a joke, Matt.
Yeah, I don't think the lack of a ticket is going to stop Terry. This is not a fear that I have. The fear that I have is that I feel ripped off, and that I could probably just sneak in without having to pay.
If you successfully sneak in on Friday, can you sneak in Saturday?
Sure.
Okay,
why?
The guild is on Saturday.
So we would both try to sneak in on Saturday?
Yeah. Because I really want to see the guild panel, because I also need to stop doing that. Oh, and you need to, can you remind me before we go to Comic-Con to turn all of my mobile tweet updates to everybody important?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your phone will explode.
I don't care. I want the update when somebody's like, just saw Joss Whedon walk past this booth.
Yeah.
You know?
And then, you know, the first one to come say blueberry gets a free booth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and, oh my god, like, example, our Steven's giving me the toaster tattoo. Because of the tweet. Oh, that was the best thing ever. He touched me, the most embarrassing thing in the world. R. Stevens saw the tattoo that I have on my wrist, which is actually the letter R in a pixel font. So, which is totally creepy on my part.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh God.
Until you know that your name is R. But even that's a little creepy.
Even then, it's still creepy. This is identity theft. Unfortunately, he did not throw up. He wanted to take a picture of it. So he tweeted a picture of my tattoo next to a Sharpie tattoo that he gave me of Johnny Tester.
Yeah.
Most amazing thing in the entire world. Highlight of my life.
And he was a cool guy.
He's a really cool guy. And he talks to me on Twitter, and I geek out every single time. Love it.
I love that he reads your Twitter.
I love that he reads my Twitter. If only I could get him to read my comic.
If only you had a comic.
If only I had a comic. I feel like this is a good podcast.
Yeah.
My battery is at...
low.
It's at 25%. So, we've got a little while to go. I kind of want to finish my clip.
Alright.
But we don't have to.
And we'll go for like 10, 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, we can just wait till the battery dies. I don't know.
That's a great conversation. How long are we going to talk for? I don't know. Whenever the battery dies.
Well, nicotine is just, you know, calling to you.
Consider this practice for... pretty.
Yeah. Fuck.
If you can't wait 5 minutes, what are you gonna do when you have to wait forever?
Yeah. I don't want to tell you this podcast, but I'm, because you know you're gonna hold me to it, and then I'm gonna be terrible when I'm trying to quit smoking. So when I fail, you'll all see it. I'm gonna try.
And you will draw a comic about it.
Oh, I sure will draw a comic. I don't know if it'll actually end up on the internet. Yeah. Where did the conversation go?
I don't know. I'm talking about fun.
Yeah, that thing.
I really wish you had to.
I really wish I did too. No, I feel terrible. Every time I open, you know, that new tab that shows, like, my bookmark,
yeah,
and I see it, I cry a little bit inside.
Aww.
It's a big job.
Yeah.
So, I, you know, long for high school when I had free time.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Summer vacation. Hey, I want to start a comic.
Oops, I got an internship. Yeah, that was the plan. It was like, hey, internet, expect more comics. Because summer's coming. And now I have less time than I had when during school. It's ridiculous. But I do love my job. Every one of you should boycott marriage and go to nationalmarriageboycott.com. Because gays are important.
Yeah.
And we're awesome. Oh, I'm coming out to my aunt tomorrow.
Oh, what's the plan on that?
Hey, auntie, I'm gay.
Which aunt?
My Asian aunt. The only one who doesn't know. The three people in the world who I have not come out to are my aunt, who probably knows that I'm gay, and my two Asian grandparents. But I don't know about ever going out.
Right.
Because that would be bad.
Why would that be bad?
They're my source of income.
And you think they would cut that off?
Yes.
How certain of you are that?
I have no idea.
You're just, you know, automatically assuming that it's going to be a bad outcome.
Well, yeah, you gotta trust the worst, right?
I suppose.
Just because, Dan Savage. Because I love Dan Savage. He always advises, if you're going to come out, the number one thing you need to do is to wait until you are financially independent.
Yeah.
That's normally, wait until you graduate from school. Wait till they're no longer paying for your school. That's when it's time to come out.
I think that's a little negative and a little compromising. But also completely realistic.
It's completely realistic. Yeah. So, that's the plan. So, that's why I'm already scared of coming out to my aunt, because she's my money.
Right.
But I need to tell her that I don't have any money, and then she's going to ask me why. And the reasons why are Los Angeles and San Francisco Pride. I don't know how to spin that.
Well, that's actually an interesting way of coming out.
It's not an interesting way. I don't know if it's going to make her worse or distract her from getting mad at me.
Yeah, pride is kind of extravagant.
I feel like it's a necessity.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably, I don't know.
It was my
first time at LA Pride and my first time at San Francisco Pride.
So, why tomorrow?
Because tomorrow's what I want.
So, that'll be fun.
It really won't. I might be homeless. So. Yeah.
I'm not homeless, but I want to move out. Exciting.
You need a good job this time.
Yeah, I know.
Have you been applying?
Yes, I have. No luck.
Have you been following up?
What do you mean following? I don't call them.
You should.
I don't know. Well, maybe.
No, that's what you should. It's you call, like 3 days later, and you say, "Hi, this is Matthew Caldera. I was just wondering about the status of my application."
Now, well, I was saying I don't know, because I was going to say I don't know if I could handle doing that. Because I usually host phone conversations.
Well, this is the way, this is how you show them that you have an issue.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that would be, that's like one of my negative things.
Okay.
I have trouble just like calling up somebody on the phone.
Instead, you call me all the time.
That's fine because I know you.
We talk on the phone every single day.
Yeah, that's fine because I know you. I have trouble calling up strangers.
We talk on the phone every single day for 45 minutes a day.
Yeah. But, you know, to call a doctor or to call somebody that I don't know.
It's really less terrifying than you think because, okay, I kind of equate it with driving. Okay, you're driving and you're afraid to crash. But it's very helpful to know that every single car around you is on your team. They don't want you to crash either. Now think about this. On the phone, it's kind of the same thing. You don't want to fail, and they don't want you to fail either, because it's a waste of their time.
I suppose. Yeah, I'm just gonna, but that's like an anxiety thing.
Okay.
And I feel like now, since I've been on medication, maybe I could do that.
I believe in you.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know where I want to work. Okay, put that.
It doesn't matter where you want to work. It matters where you can work.
Yeah. And the answer to that is really nowhere. I don't have any skills. Nothing that I can put on a resume.
Well, you have the coffee place. You have, nothing.
Yeah.
That is previous experience, and that's something that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah. But, that's not, like, good. That's not high quality.
What are you expecting, a career?
No, I'm just saying...
Then I'm thinking minimum wage. What were you thinking?
What?
I'm thinking minimum wage. What are you thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But
okay, so...
I don't know. It's like, okay, you've made coffee? That's great.
Well, if you write on your resume, under your duties, made coffee, and nothing else...
Come on. No, I actually just have to do that for work, and that's why I got fired. No, I didn't write.
No,
just...
you. This is what you have to embellish it, dude.
No, yeah, I had a whole page of stuff that I did when I wrote that list for sure. Yeah, no, it's a complicated show.
I like your ring.
I do too.
What are you gonna do when your mom asks you about it?
I don't know.
What are you gonna say?
I thought I got it from a closer source.
Do you call me R to your mother's face?
Sometimes not. It feels weird either way.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what to say.
It's so fun to see people from home calling me R. You and Casey do it. It's pretty much just me and Casey. I think Denise does it in her head.
Just because of Twitter.
I think sometimes Ryan does it in his head too. Just because of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because of Twitter. I think Diana's getting closer too. Who knows?
But like even Catherine, I stutter on what to say.
I think she'll know what you're talking about. Who
yeah.
you're talking about.
With like.
Is it weird if I call her that in front of you?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? It's kind of like, do I respect your decision to be called R? It's like, am I going to align with that or not? And I think what it really comes down to.
I like it because it's gender neutral.
I do too.
Okay, so, podcast world. I have a friend who thinks I'm transgendered, which is hilarious. I would say. Okay, so yeah, I'm a gender bender, but I don't know, these titties are pretty obvious. And I'm not insulted at all. I'm kind of, to be honest, I'm a little like, I don't know what the word is. Like, I'm confused as to why, but I'm also kind of like honored because this person in question is transgendered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little honored. Is that weird? No, I don't know. I think it's
well,
kind
I think
of out
it's
of,
weird, but it's probably cool.
Well, it is weird, but it's like totally cool. Like I'm okay with that. I'm okay
yeah.
with somebody thinking that. I have no problem with that. It's kind of cool. I'm kind of sorry that I'm not. <They're> saying.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. That'd be a cool life experience. No.
Hmm.
I don't
know. So, yeah. So I like it because it's gender bendery, and it's also associated with R. Stevens, and it's way cooler than Becca because I don't feel like a Becca. I don't look like a Becca.
Yeah, it doesn't suit as well as it used to.
So.
I like that.
Yeah, I like R too. So. That's cool. And I just really like the gender neutral aspect. I like when somebody, like, you know, sees it on Facebook and they wonder.
Yeah. I kind of wish I had a gender neutral name. But, like, there's no real way to spin my name gender neutral. And I'm not going to make up a new name just for that.
Yeah, but my default has become R. And it's weird. And awesome. More awesome than weird.
Yeah, it's definitely awesome.
I'm cool. So Matt, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons tomorrow.
Yes, I heard.
I've fallen madly in love with Dungeons and Dragons, and I blame it on Gabe and Tycho. And
it's
Scott
funny
Kirsch.
How much Gabe's kid looks like him.
Yeah, they're fucking adorable.
Yeah.
tangent. So they play. They did for Wizards of the Coast, which is the creators of Dungeons and Dragons. They did a podcast in which they played through a few spells, and I listened to them actually before I even played, just because I wanted to learn the mechanics of it, and that was a great way to learn the mechanics.
And I really should listen to them.
So, and I've listened to them multiple times. It's kind of embarrassing. Like, I can, the way you would know the lyrics to a song, I know.
You know
the
what
words.
They're going to say.
And it's awesome. So I've fallen madly in love with Dungeons and Dragons. I don't actually do a lot of playing. I do a lot more of the DMing because I kind of got interested, found friends who were interested but had never played before either.
So you had to take charge.
So I had to take charge, and I love it. And tomorrow, Matt and me and maybe Casey and Kai, who has been here before, I do believe.
Yeah, I think you were in an episode.
So we're gonna play some D&D, and I will leave you to figure out what the last D is stands for.
The only D word I can think of is decent. That is not.
This is terrible. It's for drinking. I feel like drinking is my default D word.
I was trying to think of something that was not drinking. Diving.
Drugs.
Drugs. That would have been a good one.
Drunk? I don't know why. These are my default viewers. Listen, drunk.
Yes, but I was trying to think of something that was not drunk. Okay. D&D.
Yes. I got Matt into it, and he was apprehensive at the beginning.
Yeah, I did not enjoy it. But as time has gone on, I've enjoyed it more.
I blame the coast.
I think that might be it. Because they even mentioned that on the Penny Arcade podcast.
Video game!
Yes, Mike's choice, enjoyment of certain types of games.
Mario Kart, I believe, was the example, or Mario Party 3.
Both of those were mentioned. I think it was no, they're talking about Grand Theft Auto.
Oh god, I have 5% remaining, so this conversation's great. Continue.
So, Grand Theft Auto.
Really quick, bios, thank you for listening. Just in case, we're gonna keep talking.
Grand Theft Auto, they're talking about the choices that they made from the game.
Yeah.
How he wouldn't have made the choices before when he was not on there.
And now it's just like, video games! That's my best impression. Video games!
Shiny. I'm not retarded.
I fucking love them. Listen to downloadable content. It's way better than your podcast.